2 Samuel chapter 2. And it came to pass after this, that David inquired of the Lord Jehovah, saying, Shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah? And the Lord Jehovah said to him, Go up. And David said, Where shall I go up? And he said, To Hebron. So David went up there, and his two wives also, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail Nabal's wife the Carmelite. And his men who were with him David brought up, every man with his household, and they lived in the cities of Hebron. And the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah, 3063 AH 979 BC. And they told David, saying, that the men of Jabesh Gilead were the ones who buried Saul. And David sent messengers to the men of Jabesh Gilead, and said to them, Blessed are you of the Lord Jehovah, because you have shown this kindness to your Lord, even to Saul, and have buried him. And now may the Lord Jehovah show kindness and truth to you, and I also will show you this kindness, because you have done this thing. Therefore now let your hands be strengthened, and be valiant. Because your master Saul is dead, and also the house of Judah has anointed me king over them. But Abner the son of Ner, captain of Saul's host army, took Ishbosheth the son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim. And made him king over Gilead, and over the Asherites, and over Jezreel, and over Ephraim, and over Benjamin, and over all Israel. Ishbosheth Saul's son was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and reigned 2 years. But the house of Judah followed David. And the time that David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months. And Abner the son of Ner, and the servants of Ishbosheth the son of Saul, went out from Mahanaim to Gibeon. And Joab the son of Zeruiah, and the servants of David, went out, and met together by the pool of Gibeon. And they sat down, the one on the one side of the pool, and the other on the other side of the pool. And Abner said to Joab, Let the young men now arise, and do battle before us. And Joab said, Let them arise. Then there arose and went over by number 12 of Benjamin, who belonged to Ishbosheth the son of Saul, and 12 of the servants of David. And everyone caught his opponent by the head, and thrust his sword in his opponent's side, so they fell down together. Therefore that place was called Helkath Hazarim, Field of Swords, which is in Gibeon. And there was a very great battle that day. And Abner was beaten, and the men of Israel, before the servants of David. And there were three sons of Zeruiah there, Joab, and Abishai, and Asahel was as light of foot as a wild deer. And Asahel pursued after Abner. And in going he did not turn to the right hand nor to the left from following Abner. Then Abner looked behind him, and said, Are you Asahel? And he answered, I am. And Abner said to him, Turn aside to your right hand or to your left, and lay hold on one of the young men, and take his armor. But Asahel would not turn aside from following him. And Abner said again to Asahel, Turn yourself aside from following me, why should I strike you to the ground? How then should I hold up my face to Joab your brother? Nevertheless he refused to turn aside. Therefore Abner with the back end of the spear struck him under the fifth rib, that the spear came out behind him. And he fell down there, and died in the same place. And it came to pass, that as many as came to the place where Asahel fell down and died stood still. Joab also and Abishai pursued after Abner. And the sun went down when they had come to the hill of Ammah, that lies before Jaya by the way of the wilderness of Gibeon. And the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together after Abner, and became one troop, and stood on the top of a hill. Then Abner called to Joab, and said, Shall the sword devour forever? Do you not know that it will be bitterness to the very end? How long shall it be then, before you bid the people return from following their brothers? And Joab said, As God lives, if you had not challenged us, surely this very morning the people would have stopped pursuing their brothers. So Joab blew a trumpet, and all the people stood still, and did not pursue after Israel any more, neither did they fight them any more. And Abner and his men walked all that night through the plain, and passed over the Jordan River, and went through all Bithron, and they came to Mahanaim. And Joab returned from following Abner. And when he had gathered all the people together, there lacked of David's servants 19 men and Asahel. But the servants of David had killed of Benjamin, and of Abner's men, 360 men. And they took up Asahel, and buried him in the tomb of his father, which was in Bethlehem. And Joab and his men went all night, and they came to Hebron at daybreak.